Don't you ever laugh as the hearse goes by, for you may be the next to die. They wrap you up in a big white sheet, from your head down to your feet. They put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. All goes well for about a week. Then your coffin begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose. They eat the jelly between your toes. A big green worm with rolling eyes crawls into your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns to a slimy green, and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you are dead. Oh, hello there, travelers. I did not see you there. It is I, your resident lich, Akeetham. Allow me to formally welcome you to this month of All Hallows' Eve. I will be your, for lack of a better term, crypt keeper for this month. Mazarus has gone on vacation, as have the others. The stories of the stroke of midnight shall continue the next month. But this is a time for us to reflect on death and living, and what that means to us, and why it's so important. Throughout this month, you will be regaled with tales of death, horror, ghoulishness. Some will be funny, some horrific, some sad, some just straight horny. But regardless, you will have many tales. Some will be told by me, others will be told by their respective storytellers. All manner of creatures you will see, from Mothman to Doulahans, to me, the Lich. But do not fear. It is all fiction. Isn't it? I'd certainly hope so for your sake, but still, it is a time for chills and horror. Regular content, as you imagine it, shall return, like I said, in November. Probably not to the degree, as you see here, that is to say, not as much content, but it will be there. But enough of that. You came here for stories. Throughout the month, I will be telling different stories. But for now, I'd like to start with an old tome of mine. One that I've had in my collection for years. It has not certainly been collecting dust by any means, but I'd like to share some of my favorites from it to you now. You may recognize these stories. I give credit where credit is due. These stories come from an old favorite tome, The Scary Stories Treasury by Alvin Schwartz. These are old, older than I remember. So, I will be taking some liberties. Maybe making some commentary. Let us start, shall we? With a simple one. Me Ty Doty Walker. There was a haunted house where every night a bloody head fell down the chimney. At least, that's what people said. So nobody would stay there overnight. Then a rich man offered $200 to whomever would do it. And this boy said that he would try if he could have his dog with him. So it was all settled. The very next night, the boy went to the house with his dog. To make it more cheerful, he started a fire in the fireplace. Then he sat in front of the fire and waited, and his dog waited with him. For a while, nothing happened, but a little after midnight, he heard someone singing softly and sadly off in the woods. The singing sounded something like this. Me Ty Doty Walker. It's just somebody singing, the boy said to himself. But he was frightened. Then his dog answered the song. Softly and sadly it sang. Linchy Kinchy. Collie Molly Dingo Dingo. The boy could not believe his ears. His dog had never uttered a word before. Then, a few minutes later, he heard the singing again. Now it was closer and louder, but the words were the same. Me Ty Doty Walker. This time the boy tried to stop his dog from answering. He was afraid that whoever was singing would hear it and come after them. But his dog paid no attention, and again it sang, Linchy Kinchy, Collie Molly Dingo Dingo. A half hour later, the boy heard the singing again. Now it was in the backyard, and the song was the same. Me Ty Doty Walker. Again, the boy tried to keep his dog quiet, but the dog sang out louder than ever. Linchy Kinchy Collie Molly Dingo Dingo. Soon the boy heard the singing again. Now it was coming down the chimney. Me Ty Doty Walker. And the dog sang right back, Linchy Kinchy Collie Molly Dingo Dingo. Suddenly, a bloody head fell out of the chimney. It missed the fire and landed right next to the dog. The dog took one look and fell over, dead from fright. The head turned and stared at the boy. Slowly, it opened its mouth. And... classic. I hope I didn't catch you unawares. As I said, a classic story. I believe I have time for one more this evening. Oh, do not worry, my traveler. I will keep it short. I'll give you some time even to recover. It was a good story. Maybe a bit cheap at the end for some, but still pleasant enough, I suppose. One more story ought to do for tonight. The appointment. A 16-year-old boy worked on his grandfather's horse farm. One morning he drove a pickup truck into town on an errand. While he was walking along the main street, he saw death, and death beckoned to him. The boy drove back to the farm as fast as he could and told his grandfather what had happened. "Give me the truck," he begged. "I'll go into the city. He'll never find me there." His grandfather gave him the truck, and the boy sped away. After he left, his grandfather went into town looking for death. When he found him, he asked, "Why did you frighten my grandson that way? He is only 16. He is too young to die." "I am sorry about that," said Death. "I did not mean to beckon to him, but I was surprised to see him here. You see, I have an appointment with him this afternoon in the city." I love that story. Why? It is a dark reminder that on our road to avoid our destinies, oftentimes we meet it. When we think and only think in fear, we do not stop to think about the consequences. And so that 16-year-old and the grandfather sealed their own fates. I like a variation of that where Death comes to take one of the chickens and then mentions that, "Yes, I'm off to go see your boy." But it's a reminder that we often don't have as much control in this world as we'd like. And that we should be grateful for the time that we have, because we never know when our appointment with death will be. Me being a lich, I have avoided such a fate. But you, my traveler, you listening to this right now, do not take your life for granted. It is a gift. Live it to your fullest. Live it how you wish. I will not say be grateful for this life. Everyone's life is different. But that should not stop you from living how you wish. It is an important lesson. Do not fear death. You never know when it will come. Death is not an enemy. Live your life. Laugh. Enjoy it. That is the reason Halloween is so important, you know. The reason why these spooky months, they are not to celebrate death. They are to remind us that we are alive and that we should be so happy and joyful that we get to draw breath. There is comfort in that. But enough of my prattling. Thank you, my traveler, for indulging these old bones. Come again next week and I shall have more stories, scary stories, to tell you in the dark. In the meantime, I leave you with this missive from our good friend Mazarus.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Mazarus, coming to you, as I said at the beginning of this audio. Yes, I plan on the month of October being nothing but spooky, scary stories, spooky, scary audios. Some will be more child-friendly, some of them will be more dark, some of them will be... Yeah, I'm gonna be all over the map. I've actually live recording this, by the way, for my patrons on my Discord. My Discord is exclusive for my patrons. I may open up to the public at some point, but I highly doubt it. I like the idea of, hey, you pay me to be in the Discord. You know, that's one of the perks of being on my patron. Or being a patron. That being said, I want to thank you all to my beautiful, wonderful supporters. I know times are tough right now, and obviously you want to enjoy what you can, so any little bit helps. You guys have helped me immensely, and I mean that. Between my patrons, people who have donated on my Ko-fi, thank you all so very much. I cannot, again, tell you how you guys have helped me. And I do apologize for the time that I was out because of COVID. I am doing the best to recover from that and also try to record as many things as I can to make up for it. As for my patrons, I will be making some more NSFW stuff very soon. It's just, again, finding the energy, finding the time, all of those things. But thank you so much for listening to this audio. I hope to see you guys in the next ones. If you cannot contribute to Patreon or Ko-fi or anything like that, the best you can do is hit the notification bell, subscribe, you know, view all my videos. All of that stuff it would help greatly. In the meantime, I hope to see you next time. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.